Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the Half-Fast Podcast. As always, I am your eager host, Mr. Half-Fast, broadcasting you from somewhere near Portland, Oregon. So I'm a little tired, a little loopy, and ludicrously caffeinated beyond delirium. So, am I going to get some sleep? No! I'm going to record a podcast. And not only am I just going to dredge up some material and read it at you, I'm actually going to introduce a new segment on the show. Maybe kind of some kind of ice cream koan, some kind of something to give you brain freeze. Now we just need a theme for the new segment. So I've gathered my entire listening audience into the studio with me. Okay, guys, give some noise. Everybody who listens to my show, let's hear you. Okay, so the audience poll's not going to work. Let's see, weekly theme, weekly thing. Favorite animal? Different body part each week. That could work, you know.
And this week, the left elbow is seen on Marlene Dietrich's left arm in the movie Blue Angel from 1930.
Yeah, that's not going to work either. You know, I don't think I'm disciplined enough to do, like, the same thing every show. So how about I have a new recurring segment on every show that's different every week? So the weekly random segment, this week's weekly random segment, interview the producer. That's right. Usually producers just sit back behind the scenes and twiddle knobs. We're actually going to break that fourth wall. We're going to get the producer to come out here. Come on out.
Hi.
And here's what I would like to ask you this week.
Go ahead.
What the hell is this sound in my headphones? What?
You mean our voices?
No, what the hell is that?
Oh, that's called production values.
Pro what now?
Production values.
Uh-huh. Well, can we stop it, please?
Turn it off or stop it?
Thank you. I do have a reputation to uphold, after all. So anyway, I was biking home last night from Southeast Portland. I didn't bike all the way home, but, you know, biking across Hawthorne Bridge to go to the train station. And it was just gushing down rain. It was really impressive. And I can't really do it justice, but maybe Tom Hanks could.
Rain blew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
And Motion Picture Association of America, if you happen to be listening, before you come after me with your jackbooted thugs, just go to google.com and look for fair use, would you? Anyway, don't you guys have some orphans to sue or something? Maybe some hypocrisy classes to take at night school? I'm picking on the MPAA a little bit tonight because they, in their zeal for protecting America against the theft of intellectual property, they have actually stolen someone else's intellectual property. They have used uncredited someone else's software to power their website. Check it out. Go to digg.com, that's digg.com, and search for MPAA and read all about it, because it's a nice little piece of juicy internet gossip for you. Anyway, so I was in Southeast Portland last night at this place called Public Media Works, which I don't want to steal their thunder or misrepresent them by saying too much, but let me just say it has a lot to do with citizen journalism, kind of grassroots stuff. I don't mean just everybody grab a video camera and point it in a random direction and we're going to call that news. Something a little more organized than that. And it promises to be really, really exciting. And I was there just because they said, hey, what's this podcasting stuff all about? And at first I kind of thought, wow, shouldn't you have somebody qualified talking to you about this stuff? But you know, I figured, well, maybe it's not so bad that it's me talking to him, because that's kind of the point, right? If some jackass like me can do this, then literally anyone can do this. So I was going to sit down with him and maybe spend 5 minutes, 15 minutes showing him how to read news articles with RSS and show him how to tune into radio stations on the internet with podcasting, which is what you're doing now, right? And it just exploded into this whole 2-hour conversation about how people can use this and how the organization can use this. Because if I can do this, then these seasoned pros here at Public Media Works could really do something special with this technology. And everybody was just all excited about it, and that was all great. And then it was time to go home before the train shut down for the evening. And now I'm semi-rested, but still a little drowsy, so I won't keep myself at this much longer and won't keep you at this much longer, but I just had to say something about this whole contagious nature of podcasting. I mean, this conversation that blossomed into this two-hour demo of podcasts and, hey, we're going to start a show right here, right now. I mean, there's like a whole class to be taught in there somewhere. And, I mean, I'm not going to teach it. And you know as much about this stuff as I do. What the hell? That's never stopped me before. Sure, I'll teach a class in podcasting, because hearing myself talk is its own reward. Anyway, special thanks to the user named Tic Tac Shut Up at Freesound for the crickets, and Paramount or something for the Forrest Gump quote. And this is Mr. Half Fast signing off. Have a good one, guys.